Hello, thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Deborah Horowitz, and today's bit is, will I always need to confine my dog? There may come a time when your dog is house-trained and no longer chewing on your possessions, and you may want to allow them more freedom. First, try allowing them to venture out of their crate or safe place while you're home to supervise what they do. Then try a few short departures and see what happens. It's also important to set a video recording to see what they do when you're gone. Be sure to leave them a few fun toys and then watch. Do they run around and grab things? Do they bark out windows? Or do they just settle down and rest? Do they interact with the toys you've left for them? If the dog is calm and quiet and you wish to give them full run of the house over time, slowly begin to increase the time they're loose alone in the home. However, it is always nice to have a designated safe spot where your dog feels comfortable, so it pays to keep putting your dog in their safe place for a varied amounts of time every so often, at least once a week. You never know when you will need to confine your dog away from a repair person, a small child, or any other needs that might arise. Continuing to do so will help your dog feel comfortable in their safe space.